Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth aliyah of Parshat Achrimot, we have 14 psukim. In this aliyah, we hear about the issur against eating blood and about the mitzvah to cover blood when certain animals or birds are shechted. And then in this aliyah, we hear the introduction to the arayos section in the Parsha, forbidden sexual relationships. We spoke a little bit about that in yesterday's FMT. In our aliyah, the Torah tells us the following. It's in Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Gimel. Kima'asei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem ba lo ta'asu. Uchma'asei Eretz Kanan asher ani mevi etchem shama lo ta'asu. Uvichukotehem lo teilechu. You may not do, says the Torah. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Israel, you may not do kima'asei Eretz Mitzrayim. You may not do as they do in Egypt where you lived. And you may also not do kima'asei Eretz Kanan. You may not do as they do in Kanan where I'm bringing you, says Hashem. And uvichukoseim lo seilechu. You may not follow in their ways. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, notes that the Torah here singles out the inhabitants and the actions of Egypt and of Canaan. And Rashi says, quoting the Sifra on our Parsha, that this pasuk tells us that the conduct and the actions and the sins of the Egyptians and of the people in Canaan were more corrupt than those of all other nations. And not only that, but the places, the areas in Egypt where the Jews lived, Asher Yashav Temba, was even more corrupt than all the rest of Egypt. And the Kli Yakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunchitz, who died in 1619, asks a question on this Rashi and on this Medrash. Our Pasuk only says, don't do what they did in Egypt and in Canaan, which the Medrash says is the worst, most corrupt there is. It sounds from this pasuk that only those acts, the worst, the most corrupt acts, are prohibited. Does that mean that lesser sins, lesser immoral activities, lesser debased acts are allowed? Of course not. So what's the pasuk teaching us? That is the question of the Kli Yakar on the Rashi and on the Medrash of Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, answers the Kli Yakar's question as follows. The Torah, of course, is not saying that only the worst acts of Egypt and of Canaan are off limits. The opposite. All kinds of sins, even so-called lesser sins, are wrong, must be avoided. The Torah here is saying that you might think that only very evil, very perverse sins, like those committed in Egypt or in Canaan, are usher. But I just want to do lesser sins. No, those so-called lesser sins may seem less now, but they lead to the very worst things that man can commit. Kamasei Eretz Mitzrayim and Kamasei Eretz Canaan. We think that a little thing here, a little sin there is fine. I'm not that bad, someone could think, as long as I don't do the terrible things, the quote, big averos. But Rav Moshe explains that the Torah here is telling us that it does not work like that. Little sins lead to bigger and bigger and bigger corruption and immorality until you find yourself, chas v'shalom, like Egypt and like Canaan. That's Rav Moshe answering the Kli Yakar's question on Rashi and on the Medrash. Rav Moshe does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest the following based on what Rav Moshe says. The end of the pasuk seems to warn exactly the way Rav Moshe explains. The pasuk begins by telling us not to act kima'asei Eretz Mitzrayim and kima'asei Eretz Canaan. And then the Torah says, uvichukoseihem lo seilechu. And much Torah is written on what does that mean and what is included in uvichukoseihem lo seilechu. What am I allowed to do that non-Jews do? What am I not allowed to do that non-Jews do? But the pashup shot of the pasuk is uvichukoseihem lo seilechu, following kamasei Eretz Mitzrayim and kamasei Eretz Canaan. In other words, don't follow in the ways of their chukim. Uvichukoseihem lo seilechu. Chukim are things which have divine reasons, but we humans do not know what those reasons are. So the Torah is telling us the following. Don't act like the Egyptians. Don't act like the Canaanim. But not only that, uvechu koseim lo seilechu. Treat those actions like chukim. Even actions that seem completely fine. We just don't know how one thing leads to another, how one seemingly innocuous act leads eventually to terrible things. Look at those actions like you look at chukim. Hashem said, uvuchu koseim lo seilechu, and that's all we need to know. Have an amazing day, everyone.